Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Show as we prime you for the weekend. Don't forget, we'll be here Sunday night live at 5 to bring you out of the weekend, prime you for the week. All right, because it is Friday, that means it is Patriot Home Funding Friday. And in the studio with me tonight in the driver's seat is Pierce Outlaw. Good to see you as always, Pierce.
Good to see you, Chris. And I'd like to throw a special shout out to all my family members that I loaded the Answer app on their phones this past Saturday. Beautiful. At my family reunion. So we've got a lot of listeners in my family tree up in Georgia. Hello to y'all. And no, I'm not listed in the Trump dossier.
No, you should be very proud of Pierce. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, myself. On the bridge tonight is the marathon man, Nicholas Cicero. We are coming to you, as I said, live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And, of course, AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart device like Pierce was just describing, because you can download the free Answer Orlando app. So hello to all your family members there, Pierce, and hello to the rest of you folks. And 407-774-8255 if you'd like to call and just say hi or whatever. Okay, got a lot to talk about today. The Killer Bee, Brian Blair, will be joining us in the studio a little bit later on. We had a lot of fun last night with Matt Morgan, but he is a serious candidate for that seat up there in Longwood for the city council. And I highly suggest you making Matt Morgan and Abby Shoemaker your tag team champions up there. And bring them both home, and I think you'll be very pleased. Once again, we got to drain the swamp at all different levels of it, right? You know, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's not so deep, but you can find it just about everywhere.
And there's big tobacco money making its way into the Longwood city election. Almost fell out of my chair when I heard that.
It's amazing how the outside money comes in. And you have to ask yourself, see, this is what you need to ask yourself, why? Why is big money, tobacco money, and other money coming into this election from outside when it's the Longwood City Council, right? Because the infiltrators want to get in, to get their fingers in everywhere. At the local level, the state level, the federal level, everywhere. That's why we're talking about you got to drain the swamp everywhere. It doesn't do any good to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. if we don't do it down here in Florida, too, because it'll just seep on back up there, right? So we got our work to do here, and you folks in Longwood can do it. Once again, the election day itself is November 7th. There will be a week of early voting. And so please get out and make Matt Morgan and Abby Shoemaker. Maybe I should just say it this way. Make Abby Shoemaker and Matt Morgan your tag team champions. And once again, you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at BP Matt Morgan. And it's Matt Morgan for Longwood, the number four Longwood on Facebook. So please give him a shout out and help him out. Okay. By the way, before you get really into other business here, the Blue Darters are playing tonight with Wekiva at home. Apopka, big game for Apopka because they dropped one a couple of weeks ago to West Orange. So they need to win on out to stay in the playoff race. And so they're playing at home tonight against Wekiva at 7. You can listen tonight live on our sister station, 1520 WBZW. That's at 7. Or you can stay right here and listen to Larry Elder. So you got a great selection, maybe a tough one at that, especially if like great high school football. And, of course, our very own Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero call a great game. And our own Jeff Sinis, by the way, is the man on the bridge during those games. So we can give him a little recognition. Okay, and I think we need to give the president a little recognition because he's brought home another 3, right, Pierce?
3% on the GDP this morning, outpacing the economist's predictions of 2.5. An amazing number, given the fact that we had the two storms, not the three storms, the two storms. Hurricane Maria does not count in the GDP because the U.S. territories and islands aren't considered in GDP. So basically, when you take out what happened in eastern, southeastern Texas, southwestern Louisiana, and the state of Florida with the two storms, and those areas account for about 7% of our GDP, for the economy to outstrip that number by 0.5% is truly amazing.
It is. And by the way, that's a 20% miss by the estimates. In other words, they were picking 2.5. It came in at 3. So that's a 20% miss. That's a significant jump in economic activity that they did not expect. The market reacted today. It had another solid rally today. It had a little profit taken the other day, but it's once again right back in the saddle. And, of course, with the House passing the budget outline, it was a narrow vote. The votes that the Republicans, all the Democrats voted against it, and 20 Republicans, and of those 20, they were either from New York or New Jersey, where they have high state taxes, and this budget is you know, for the taxes, it's calling for eliminating that as a deduction on your federal taxes. And then there was also the Liberty Caucus, House Liberty Caucus, and they are notoriously for small government. And so this does nothing to significantly reduce the size of government. They voted against it as well. All of the Florida Republican delegation voted for it. And it now paves the way for them to actually pass tax cuts and do it budget reconciliation style, so it only needs 51 votes in the Senate. That's the good news. The bad news is they could have gone for much more in the way of tax cuts had they been able to get the Obamacare changes that they tried to pass out of the House that never was voted for in the Senate. If they could have gotten that through, we would have had about $2.5 trillion to work with instead of $1.5 trillion to work with. Still a significant cut, but could have been a whole lot better.
And the Obamacare cuts, the tax cuts affect everybody, whereas the income tax cuts only affect people who pay income tax.
Pay income taxes, that's right. And it actually drops some more people off the tax-paying rolls, because by doubling the standard deduction to $12,000, people who are now paying a modicum amount of taxes will not be paying any income taxes at all. No changes to the Social Security tax. For some reason, some Republicans are stuck on this notion that they need to whittle away the amount that you can contribute to a 401k plan, and somehow think that that's a good idea. That's a Democrat idea, because and they're trying to do this to minimize the effect on the budget that the CBO and others predict with these tax cuts.
And it's utterly ridiculous, too,
right?
Because as much as the federal government influences our behavior and our financial behavior with the tax code, you would think that they would encourage savings with the 401k and even raise the amount we can contribute. Because if somebody starts out their working career and they contribute 10% of their income into the 401k, and then as they get older and get into higher income brackets, max out that contribution, by the time that they pass away, they will leave enough of a legacy behind to change their family tree forever. And you would think that every politician would be for that.
Exactly. But, of course, they're not. That's the rub. Once again, the House passing that budget is a big step forward, at least in getting these tax cuts, such as they will be, passed through. It's interesting that that's what set Corker off this last week, is that he's one of the ones who wants to whittle away at this 401k. And Trump came out and said, no, we're not going to have any of that. And that's what sent him into the halls of the Senate, talking about Trump debasing the system and all this sort of thing.
Yeah, Pelosi's talking points.
Exactly. And of course, if there's anything that debases the system, it is the dossier. And we're going to talk about that. There's more news on the dossier today. And by the way, wasn't it Michelle Obama, and then by proxy, and she also repeated it, Hillary Clinton, who used that famous now line, infamous now line, I suppose, when they go low, we go high, right? Is that what this dossier is all about, right? When they go low, we go high?
Yeah, better be careful how hard you throw the boomerang, because it comes back the same speed, right?
Exactly. It's like when they go low, we go lower. That's what it amounts to. All right, well, what we're going to do is go to a break, and we got some breaking news here. It looks like out of Tallahassee. Boy, this Harvey Weinstein is snowballing. Don't know who's going to get caught up in this here thing. We'll check on this and be right back. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Please stay with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
eastbound crash on I-4 near Disney. Still causing some delays. Looks like it's moved off to the side. Traffic might be moving through there a little better, but we are still seeing some backup from that one. But you'll hopefully move through there a lot better here pretty soon. We have an accident. It looks like some road blockage earlier for Land State at Orange Blossom Trail. Should be cleared fairly soon. Pretty tight downtown, eastbound through downtown right now. Had a crash on the shoulder, eastbound right around the 408. You can expect delays. Your Friday afternoon traffic. Boy, it's busy this morning or this afternoon. That's your answer traffic.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Patriot Home Funding Friday coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Pierce Outlaw along with myself, Christopher Hart. Before we get to the more salacious business of the day, want to talk a little bit more about some economic things, because there was another significant thing that happened this week. That, of course, the liberal media is trying to portray as the mean old Republicans trying to hurt the middle class, the regular guy. And that is this arbitration rule business. Now, we've been talking about this on the show. In particular, Pierce has been talking a lot about this. This arbitration rule that this committee that Richard Cordray oversaw was using to batter financial institutions with. So if you could sort of just bring us up to date and tell us what happened this week.
Okay. Going back a couple of months ago, Richard Cordray is the chairman of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the CFPB.
And by the way, let me burst in here real quick. Pierce has been saying for quite some time now that he was going to run for governor of Ohio. Because
Kasich.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
He's term limited out, and sure enough, it's come out this week that he is going to run for governor of Ohio. Heard it here first. Thanks to Pierce. Go ahead.
Yes, and most of your open ended financial transactions, and by open ended I mean credit cards, your charge cards, your credit cards, your department store charge cards, installment loan agreements, home equity lines, all of those types of agreements. If you read the fine print when you sign up for the credit, there's almost always an arbitration clause, which allows you, in the case of disagreements with the creditor, to go in front of an arbitration panel, and it settles the agreement, and most of the time's in the consumer's favor, because when the consumer complains, he's usually right, and it does so in a cheap manner where it holds costs down for both the consumer and the company, and it solves these issues quickly. Well, Cordray, in lining up his situation to run for the governor, needs trial lawyer money. So in an attempt to secure their support and to further enrich them, he struck down the arbitration clauses in open-end credit agreements and tried to ram through a rule by edict from the CFPB that now those disagreements could only be settled in a court of law, and opened the door for class action lawsuits in those types of situations. Well, obviously, it was a huge giveaway for the trial lawyers. Now, there is an act called the Congressional Review Act, where Congress can take up the cause of any edict like that they don't like within 60 days of that happening, and Congress did. And it passed Congress, and it was voted on in the Senate this week, and Mike Pence, our wonderful vice president, cast the tie-breaking vote, so Cordray was slapped down, Trump will sign the bill, and we're back to business as usual, with the arbitration clauses remaining in all the open-ended consumer agreements. And it was a huge defeat for Cordray on his way out the door.
Right. And the liberal media is trying to portray this as Cordray was your consumer warrior, your consumer hero type thing. He was anything but. As Pierce said, this was in a favor to lawyers.
Yes.
And, of course, they, you know, being one of the biggest contributors to the Democrat Party, it only makes sense, right? And it would have not been a nightmare for the consumer, because instead of having an easy process, now you have a much more difficult and complicated legal process where lawyers have to be involved.
And so, the thing is, too, is when
that's gone,
when consumers are wronged and a situation gets into a class action, the consumer typically gets pennies on the dollar and the lawyers get rich. So it does not help the consumer. The arbitration vehicle puts more dollars in the consumer pocket, and it puts it in there faster.
Right. So once again, this is a legislative achievement, because it did pass the Senate. Do we know who the two Republicans that didn't show up or didn't vote for it were? We'll have to find out. Anyway, I bet Susan Collins is one, probably, right? But it is going to be signed by the president, so there are some things getting done that, you know, aren't getting the attention they deserve, because these are going to make significant differences in the financial markets. So, once again, the president is hard at work making America great again, a nut and bolt at a time. And then they also announced, this was announced by Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. Was it at the press briefing?
Yes.
She announced about the Fed.
Yes. And Janet Yellen's term at the Fed is up come March of next year.
Right.
And so Trump has been considering three candidates for the Fed, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced today that Trump will announce his nomination for Fed chairman next week before he leaves for his most important trip to China. And there are three candidates. The first one's a gentleman named Jerome Powell, who is a current Fed governor, and he has voted. He's probably the preferred choice of the markets. He has voted with all Fed actions going back for 5 years. So he's 100% on the side of the majority and the Fed governor or the Fed chairman for the past 5 years. The second candidate is obviously Chairman Yellen. And the third candidate's a Stanford economist by the name of John Taylor, who is quite the Fed contrarian, and the markets are pretty much scared of him. So it wouldn't kill me if Yellen was retained, but it's really looking hard like it's going to be Powell, who's already a Fed governor. So they'll have some amount of continuity in the post. Now, there's also a vice chairman position that's open. Perhaps Taylor goes into there. And we also need to mention that Randall Quarles, who we mentioned 3 months ago that Trump had nominated for the banking oversight position on the Fed Board of Governors, was confirmed by the Senate. So for the first time since George W. Bush was president, that position in the Fed is being filled.
Okay. So that's a wrap of the week's economic achievements and news. And when we come back, we're going to have the more salacious stuff concerning George H.W. Bush and Mark Halperin and the dossier. So we got a lot to go yet here tonight. And just got this from Kathy Santomassino. Paul Newman's Rolex watch just sold at auction. Did you see how much?
$17,752,000.
No, you mean $17
million? $17,752,000, yes.
Yes. Boy, oh boy. All right. Did you ever see him up close? Those eyes. I mean, the smile was, you know, made him too, but it was those eyes. I mean, I've never seen eyes in a human being like that. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries live in the Relaxing Comfort Studios. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. I hope you're ready.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Some 2,800 files on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy have now been made public. The released government files on the assassination show authorities madly chasing after chips, however thin, in the days after the shooting in Dallas. No big revelations have been found so far. President Trump is delaying the release of hundreds of others because of national security concerns. The sentencing phase underway at Fort Bragg for Bo Bergdahl and former Navy SEAL James Hatch's career as a commander commando ended in a firefight while searching for Bergdahl. Hatch says that a dishonorable discharge is the punishment he wants most. Bergdahl faces up to life in prison for behavior before the enemy, misbehavior before the enemy, and desertion. Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Houston, with the series tied at one game apiece. In a productive day on Wall Street, the Dow up 33 to 23,434. NASDAQ up 144. The S&P 500 up 21. You're listening to SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Hope you've got a great Friday. We'll update you on traffic and weather forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Tiger Woods pleads guilty to reckless driving and agreeing to a diversion program for DUI charge. Tiger was discovered May 29th asleep at the wheel. He was found at a bad mix of prescription drugs that made him seem drunk. He pays a fine and a year probation. Man jailed for the brutal death of 87-year-old Wally Warman was found dead in his Orange County jail cell early this morning from an apparent suicide. Edward Marrero was found unresponsive, taken to ORMC, where he was pronounced dead. Marrero was going to be transferred to the Seminole County Jail, where he was going to be charged with the murder of Warman. SpaceX returns to the Canaveral Air Force Station for their next launch in December, the first since a big explosion during a test last September. And a jury began deliberations this morning in the case of Luis Toledo, charged with the murder of his wife and two stepchildren back in 2013. The trial moved from Volusia to St.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Attention, all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year, the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, Thursday at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel, the trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy, will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. Praise and worship with the Summit Lake Mary Band. All registered pastors get a tote filled with some great expo resources, including $500 and $150 scholarships to Florida Bible College. Pre-register now at theanswerorlando.com. Theanswerorlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We really want to see your pastor at our 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, Thursday at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive, from the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660.
need the answer. Pastors don't miss it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4, we got a lot of log jams going on this Friday afternoon, eastbound down around the Disney area, of course, with a lane or two. It's going to be pretty tight north of downtown on I-4 and down around the turnpike. Beach line, very busy, eastbound. A couple of lanes were blocked getting over towards the airport, so watch out for that. It's going to be right before Orange Avenue. Drive with care. That's our latest look at your Friday afternoon traffic.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being with us. You know, it's going to be a beautiful weekend out this weekend. I hope you get out there and enjoy it. And if you're out and about, I hope you take advantage of stopping by a Relax and Comfort store and get one of those great beds for your head. Just stop in and tell them you heard about this bed for your head pillow deal on the American Adversaries. That's in Windermere, Winter Park Village, or Seminole Town Center Mall up there in Sanford. And you'll just sit down and take a little test ride on one of their sleep systems for just a few minutes. No obligation. And you'll walk out of there with a free comfort pillow. I mean, this thing is great. It's made for either hot or cold, whether it's hot out or cold out. This thing is going to work for you. And it's very comfortable. And they're available just for the asking, all right? And they're only available to our listeners. Okay, Pierce Outlaw and myself, Christopher Hart, here in the studio. You out there can be on the show at 407-774-8255. So the snowball is growing in terms of who is being swept up in this sexual harassment fever or outbreak, whatever you want to call it. First of all, let's go back. This week, it was revealed that Mark Halperin, who's one of the regular morning jokesters on The Morning Joke, and you will not find more pious and sanctimonious, self-righteous bunch of liberals than live on The Morning Jokesters show, right? And he was one of the regulars, along with Willie and David Ignatius and some others. And, of course, the two main jokesters themselves, the cheating on their spouses, Mika and Joe. Mark Halperin, while he was working at, I believe it was at CNN, he was hitting on the ladies, you might say. And according to some of the allegations, he was doing body hugs, if you know what I mean. And he admitted that his approach, he was seeking relationships with women in the department there, and some of them, you know, his subordinates. And he recognizes now, after preaching to all the rest of us, right, and all the things that he said about Trump and everything, and here he's now admitting, you know, that he was doing worse things than Trump. And so he was suspended initially from The Morning Joke show. And I usually watch them at least for a time in the morning to get a taste of the poison that they're feeding each day. And I must admit, I suppose they addressed it. But I missed that. But he was suspended that morning, which I believe was Wednesday morning. Well, as of yesterday, he has been released by NBC and will no longer be on The Morning Jokester show. His publisher, which is Penguin Press, pardon me, just announced that they have canceled his book, any more publications of his book on the 2016 campaign. Mark Halperin and I forget the other guy would team up on these books about the election that they would write after the election, stories and things that they knew during the election that they held back so that they could sell books that in some cases might have been pertinent information to help people decide on how to, you know, vote. Great, great guys, one and all these folks. Well, he is no longer around. And neither is, his first name is Jeff. Neither is Senator Jeff Clemons, a Lake Worth Democrat who was the up-and-coming leader of the Senate Democratic Party here in Florida, has resigned today after revealing he had an affair with a lobbyist during the 2017 session. This would have been just this past spring.
Yep, he deleted his Twitter and Facebook accounts, and all of his internet presence went poof this morning.
And he said in a statement today, "I have made mistakes. I assume this was a misprint, but I'll read it the way it's written. I have made mistakes I ashamed of, and for the past 6 months, I have been focused on becoming a better person. But it is clear to me that the task is impossible to finish while in elected office. Though they have been aware for some time now, I apologize again to my wife, my family, and anyone and everyone." Well, I guess anyone and everyone didn't know before now, right? "That I have treated people, treated poorly in the past for putting you through this in such a public way." I see what he means. Anyone and everyone that he has treated poorly in the past for putting them through this in such a public way. I don't see any apology to the lobbyist and don't know how this story broke, but it is the snowball has rolled him up and rolled him out of Tallahassee. And so the Democrats will have to find a new Senate leader for the next session. And by the way, the fall is oftentimes the most important part of the legislative session. This is the behind-the-curtain stuff, right? We talk about politics like professional wrestling. Real decisions are made behind the curtain. This is when they're making the decisions as to what's even going to be considered, much less voted on.
Think of it like the free agency period in a sport.
Exactly. And then there is now a third allegation that George H.W. Bush, 41, touched them inappropriately. A spokesman for the former president, 41, tried to explain that he's in a wheelchair and sometimes his hand may, inadvertently touch someone, I guess, in the wrong place. Not that he was making any admission on the behalf of the former president, but just saying that if something happened, that it must obviously was, just because the man's in a wheelchair and not to be taken the wrong way. Having said that, the man's in a wheelchair. He's what, almost 90 years old? Come on.
He's over 90.
Come on, girls. I mean,
guy went skydiving for his 90th birthday.
I don't think there's much there to be afraid of. I don't think he's going to pull a Harvey Weinstein on you. Don't know if he's doing it on purpose, though. Just don't know. Oh, boy. If I ever get to be that at 90 years old, just park me in a closet somewhere, okay? Leave me in there with a TV or a radio, better yet, and I'll be just fine.
Yeah, just another reminder, though, that temporary emotions have permanent consequences, like my mom always said.
Yeah.
Think your actions through.
Right. And not to make too light of it, though, because obviously a lot of women have put up with this behavior for much too long, for whatever reasons, and this is their opportunity to let it all hang out, you might say.
Well, how about Pocahontas jumping on the Me Too bandwagon, too?
And then there is the, let's say, the realm of the unbelievable. Oh, I don't know. She must have looked a whole lot different some other day and age.
Now
I guess
we know what happened to the infamous 10-foot pole, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's not get carried away here, But Harvey Weinstein, it appears, has checked out of his rehab center, claiming that he's cured and ready to go back to work.
Yeah, it was all guys in the rehab center. He had to get out.
I wonder how many Halloween costumes this year are going to be Harvey Weinstein, right?
Beats me.
Carrying around their own potted plant. Don't ask. All right, so that's the latest on the salacious. When we come, still we got a couple of minutes here. The dossier part of the salacious is looking worse and worse for the Clintons. The liberal media has started to address it, okay? They're starting to talk about it.
Well, the Washington Post broke the story.
Well, the Post did, but what is happening now is that the other outlets don't know what to do with it.
Well, particularly right? The New York Times, they were pretty upset. Maureen Dowd came out and said flat out she was lied to and she was upset. Don't you love it when they eat their own?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by when I say they don't know what to do with it. Maureen Dowd was actually referring to Hillary Clinton in terms of being lied to. What the CNN folks and MSNBC folks and some other liberals are trying to do is say, this is just business as usual. And, you know, I've talked about this on the show. I've been realistic about this. I haven't gone, you know, overboard one way or the other. And in a way, this is business as usual. But it was done the Clinton way, which is to make sure no one knows that they are doing business as usual. You follow me? So that this is how they got themselves now in legal jeopardy over this here dossier. As I've said, if they would have just paid for the dossier straight out from the coffers of the Democrat National Committee and or the Hillary Clinton for President campaign, and no middleman, no lawyer in between.
That is not a crime.
Not a crime, even though Russians were involved. Now, what it does do is it undermines their story about Russian collusion, you know, trying to get Trump elected, because this dossier was put together with Russian intelligence sources, and it obviously was not meant to help him get elected, was it? Because they're using it to try to get him thrown out of office. So, and they tried to use it to try to prevent him from being elected. The dossier itself, once again, was passed around amongst all these intelligence agencies.
And it was pitched to the media, too, in a grand presentation.
Indeed it was. And they've used it. They've squeezed every bit they can out of it. Unfortunately, now it's turning on them. And as I said, the media doesn't know how to react to this. So you have some in the media mad at the Clintons, and there's going to be a degree of that from all of them, I think. But more, they're going to try to blow this off as just business as usual. There's nothing here, nothing scandalous here. And there is, because of the way they went about doing this and what they did with it after the election. You know, this wasn't just, you know, negative ops research on an opponent during an election. It was then used by James Comey after the election to hoodwink President Trump and get a special counsel appointed to investigate President Trump after the election.
And do we know whether the dossier was used as an excuse for all the unmasking that went on, too, during the month of November and December?
Well, we may now know. Paul Ryan announced yesterday the House had been seeking from the FBI records having to do with the portfolio, because there's some reports out there that the FBI was either willing to or had already paid some money themselves to get their hands on this thing. And so the FBI has announced yesterday that they will release documents having to do with the portfolio, the memos and documents and emails of that sort. So we may find, at least on the FBI end, if it was used to seek FISA warrants. Now, I believe it was John Brennan who has already admitted in an open session in Congress that it was used as the basis for an intelligence investigation, I think he called it, something to that effect. But in other words, it was being used. This is after the election, you know, to look into undermining the results of the election. So, as I said, they were milking this dossier for every bit they could get. Unfortunately, and we started talking about this months ago, in the dossier are elements of truth that don't look good for the Clintons or the Democrats. And so now they're trying to make excuses for this thing. But the problem for them is that it was done illegally, and that the law firm, Perkins and Coy, it is called, a Washington law group who basically does lobbying. They're a law group, but they do lobbying. That's what they do. That's what their trade is in. So don't go looking for them if you get a DUI or something, right? So they are in the business of lobbying all kinds of things in government, and worked for, guess who? The Russians. The Russians, right? Now, this is the law firm that was the middleman for the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign buying the dossier for a total of almost $10 million they paid. That's like over $8 million, I think it was, between the two of them. And this is on top of what somebody had already paid them to initiate the dossier. Because when the DNC and Hillary bought it, it was already put together.
Yes, and that's going to be the key issue. There's a lot of thought out in the political marketplace, if you will, that there was a Republican candidate who dropped out of the race that initiated it. My bet is on Jeb Bush. And also, and this is why the real issue here is whether or not the Russians paid Fusion GPS. That's why they gave up the Clintons and the DNC, is to throw a bone to the investigators so that they don't have to give up their banking records. They give up their banking records, and you see that the Russians were paying in there. Now you've got a scandal that's unparalleled in American political history and crimes.
Exactly. And if Glenn Simpson, the guy at Fusion GPS, and I think GPS are his initials, G.P. Simpson, Glenn P. Simpson, if he manages to stay out of prison, you might want to hire this guy, because think of what he did, okay? First, a Republican, I think it was either John McCain or Mitt Romney, could have been Jeb, could have been W on Jeb's behalf. We don't know. Maybe we will know. Supposedly some Republican started this thing working. So he sold it to them. Okay, they paid for it. Then when it wasn't any use to them anymore, he took it and he sold it to the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign and to the FBI. He was selling this thing to everybody,
and
right?
And pitched it to the media.
I mean, it was like, it wasn't the highest bidder. It was any bidder could have a piece of this thing.
Come one, come all.
Oh, man. But it is now coming back to bite them, and bite them hard, as is the Russian Uranium One scandal. So these things are moving forward, and it is causing a great deal of heartburn for the media. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders came out and stuck it right in their face today. And I was so proud of her, because she's once again echoed what we've said on the show, that what this dossier is showing is that the Russians weren't colluding with the Trump campaign. They were colluding with the Clinton campaign. And even further than what she said, colluding with the Clinton campaign to hurt Donald Trump's campaign.
And I think what you're going to hear this weekend on all the pundit shows is the conservatives have the upper hand right now, and particularly after the article in the Wall Street Journal this morning by Kimberly Strassel, where the first real serious conservative voice, and this is the board, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, is calling on Mueller to step down.
Yeah. Now, we've been calling on it right here on the show on a number of occasions. The president has the authority to do so. I believe Jeff Sessions does as well. And they need to pull the trigger, because he needs to be a part of an investigation. He was right in the middle of this mess, as was Comey and McCabe, still the second ranking member at the FBI.
Rosenstein, too.
Yep. All of them. All of them. And she wrote a great article, Wall Street Journal today, and I'm sure she'll be talking about it over the weekend as well. And she brings out some great points in there, and she also says that there's another big shoe to drop with this Uranium One scandal. With the dossier scandal, because it has to do with the bank records, which will show who was paying for this. And she says also what maybe is much as important is what they were then doing with the money that they were making on this thing. And I must say, it never dawned on me. I figured they were out, spending and living big. But she has an idea that they were doing other things with the money. And by the way, this Perkins Coie law firm, guess who else they have worked with? The famous Russian lawyerette who had the meeting with Donald Jr. on the pretense that she would have dirt on the Hillary Clinton campaign. What you want to bet that Perkins Coie was involved in that little tryst? All right, we'll take a break and come right back. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget great Blue Darter football coming up at 7 on our sister station 1520 WBZW. Or if you prefer, more of the news of the day and another great perspective from the great Eldersky, the sage himself, Larry Elder, right here at 7. Great radio, here to go tonight.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Beach Line eastbound before Orange Avenue, one of our big trouble spots right now. We're seeing some delays there on the Beach Line back towards John Young, and it looks like on and off of I-4 as well, so be ready for that. We're also looking for some 417 delays off of coming off I-4. Northbound is where it's kind of is right there. Southbound turnpike with delays down towards the Kissimmee area. So we'll be ready for that, too. It's going to be slow and go through the downtown area right now. Not too bad up to Lake Mary. That's your latest look at Answer Traffic.
Alright, you ever feel like you're lost in space? Well, just tune in to the American Adversaries. We'll ground you. Alright, thanks for being with us tonight. By the way, it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. It's supposed to rain tomorrow night. Another cold front coming through. But take advantage of the great weather. And if you're in the Oviedo area or just want to take advantage and have some great family fun, head on out to Oviedo. That's Boys Town of Central Florida for the first annual British Car Show, where the residents and the supervisors at Boys Town will judge the competition. This is free, total family fun. A lot of great things will be happening other than the car show. It's 10 to 1 tomorrow. That's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, 975 Oklahoma Street, Oviedo. 975 Oklahoma Street, Oviedo, just Boys Town of Central Florida, the first annual British car show. So you got, you know, some good weather going to be happening early, so you can take advantage of the car show and then head home and take advantage of some great college football. You got the Florida-Georgia game going tomorrow. You got Ohio State-Penn State going tomorrow. I mean, this is the great time of the year, isn't it? All right, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we got hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time show to go, and I'll hope you will be with us, too.
Yeah.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially weekend. All right. Thanks for tuning in tonight to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, live again on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com. And if you can't, you can get somebody in your family who can, like Pierce did for a number of members of his family this past weekend. He downloaded the free Answer Orlando app, right?
That's right. So we have listeners now all over the state of Georgia, too.
All right. Love it. All right. And by the way, because you can load it into your app, download the app into your smart device, you can listen to us anywhere you can carry that thing. Okay. 407-774-8255 is the number. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. That is Pierce Outlaw. I am Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, and we're coming to you live from the Relax in Comfort Studios. Just a little bit of update here on White House goings on today. There were some ghosts and witches and goblins and who knows what all that invaded the Oval Office this afternoon. And President Trump handed out treats so that he wouldn't get tricked by the children of the media. The media brought in their kids for a little trick-or-treat session at the White House there, and the president looked like he was handing out like little boxes. I think it said
Hershey Kisses.
On there. Yeah, little boxes of them, though. Cool, man.
Rocking the chocolate.
You better believe it. And the kids looked like they were having a good time, and then the photographers came in, and he was kind of like joking around with him. I bet the press treats you real good, doesn't it? The kids, I don't think they knew what he was talking about. But he was having fun with them. The kids, they looked like they enjoyed themselves, and they were all dressed up in their little costumes and everything. And it's amazing. I saw some costumes in there that could have been, you know, some of this, what was it we were talking about the other day when the costumes, you remember the Disney costumes, Moana?
Moana, yeah.
Yeah, what do they call that? Costume, you know, it's discrimination to have some of these costumes on. Anyway, thanks, Nick.
Triggered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you wear a costume of a character and you're not their same ethnic background.
There Cultural appropriation.
There you go. Yeah,
there
yeah.
There you go. Cultural appropriation. That's the phrase I was looking for. All right. Thank you, fellas. All right. So anyway, it looked like they had a little fun at the White House today. I think the president's having a lot of fun at the White House just about every day. And he had something to make him smile about again today, and that was the GDP came in at number 3 two times in a row, first time in about 4 years that it's done that. And, of course, Barack Obama's economist, and he told us that was, you know, those days are over. You know, 1-2%, that's what we need to learn to live with.
And they completely missed, and they missed on so many levels with that prediction. Because I'm talking about Obama's economists from
right.
a year ago and back. And if you look at the markets, it's earnings season right now. And the earnings of the big tech companies that were released after trade of Wednesday and caused the rally that we've seen yesterday and today, Google, Amazon, and
Microsoft
and Apple with the new Apple iPhone 10. I read where Jeff Bezos' net worth increased by $6 billion. That's with a B yesterday. Unbelievable. But what that is doing is driving the market, those earnings, because that's what stocks are. It's a reflection of the capital of a company and the value of the company. And that the NASDAQ's tech sector is up 30% since Trump became president.
It's
unbelievable.
It is unprecedented what's happened. And by the way, those same economists told us that the economy was going to tank if Trump got elected. The market would crash if Trump got elected. Of course, exactly the opposite is happening.
Yeah, and that's with Trump only. And if you think about it, what's really happened in the economy? Number one's the sentiment, the expectation of action with the tax cuts and everything. But the real underlying factor that's affected these companies that goes unreported in the media is Trump has shrunk the Federal Register by about 30%. That's your regulations. The Federal Register is the book of regulations. So Trump has managed to draw that back by 30%, and big business is loving it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Time magazine finally did notice it, and their latest magazine out, the cover has a couple or three wrecking balls, you know, destroying regulations, and the wrecking balls are Trump heads. I don't know, you know, that Kathy Griffin stuff, you might not want to go there, but anyway, the Time magazine is noting that he is doing exactly what you just said. Of course, they don't pay too much attention to it causing great economic activity as a response. Also, the JFK papers did come out yesterday, the 2,800 of the 3,100 that had never been released before came out, and they're held back on 300. They have another 6 months to decide whether that 300 should be released either in part or entirely or not at all. The 2,800 that did come out, however, does provide some pretty, let's just say, ammunition for people with the conspiracy theories. A little bit there for just about anybody, right? And everybody. All right, let's go to Rick, who's on the line tonight. Rick, how you doing?
Doing well, gentlemen.
Good.
Kind of off the subject, but I'd like to make a comment about the NFL protest.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins took a knee last night during the national anthem at Baltimore, and unfortunately, they stayed in that kneeling position for the entire game. They lost 40-0.
They deserve it.
Every bit of it.
Yeah, I'm not watching the NFL. I haven't really been a big fan of the NFL for quite a while, and it's because I'm such a big fan of college football. And it's just it's a whole different experience. You know, the NFL playoff games begin to approach the feel of a college game. But you can have two college teams that, you know, just because of school pride and stuff, you got a lot of charge, you know, a lot of electricity in the juice in the fans in the stadium there. And you just don't kind of get the same thing with NFL. But, anyway, they got their comeuppance, didn't they? All right, thanks, Rick.
Hey, you know, my brother had an interesting observation. He always told me, he says, you know, in college, the kids play for the writing on the front of the jersey, and the pros, they pay for the writing on the back of the jersey.
I suppose that's a good way to put it. Once again, if you like good high school football, right here at 7 o'clock, the Blue Darters are playing a big game at home against the local rival, Wekiva. And Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero will be calling that game. It'll be a lot of fun, so make sure you tune in. By the way, something else a lot of fun is to check us out on Facebook. Got a lot of stuff up there. We got a bunch of pictures posted up from last night when we had Matt Morgan in the studio here. And the guy wearing the red hat that looks like a little kid standing next to him is me. I'm 6 feet tall, you know, standing next to a guy who's 7 feet and out is weighs twice as much as I do. I don't look very big next to him.
He blocked the sunlight.
But I tell you what, he's a serious candidate, and I really hope that he wins because there's a lot of dirty pool being played in this campaign, as often happens in a lot of these local campaigns. It doesn't get a lot of attention. It should. But this is how we can drain the swamp here locally, is to get a good guy like Matt Morgan and Abby Shoemaker elected up there in Longwood. So if you live in Longwood, I'd be voting for them. Okay, Jose is on the line. Let's take his phone call. How are you doing tonight, Jose? Thank you for calling.
Great. I'm doing great now that I have two giant Greek salads from Cafe Positano, and I'm eating them on I-4 in traffic right now.
So that's jealous.
That's one way to do it. I am too. Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. I tell you, for that plug, if you'll give Nick your information when we go off here, we'll send you a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. So next time you can go on us.
Oh, fantastic. I'll hold on. Hey, I have a comment about this Kim Jong-un, this fathead over in North Korea with his $7 great cuts. Or is it a supercut? I don't know.
Don't but knock him.
You
there.
Notice he's been very quiet the last couple of weeks. Because why? Because he sees our battleships cruising the Korean Peninsula? Could that be it?
Well, first of all, what Jose is referring to, we now have a third carrier group that has, I believe it's either going to in the next day or so, or has arrived in the Korean Peninsula area. You were going to say something, Pierce?
Yeah, and General Mattis was in the DMZ yesterday.
Yeah, and Trump is going to China here in...
Next week. Yep.
And I think he's sort of playing a little bit of wait and see. Plus, I think he's beginning to feel the sting of China putting restrictions on him and being restricted at the banks. See, that it's one thing to withhold oil and not buy coal from him and stuff like that. It's another thing to stop financial transactions at the banks that have been doing business with him.
And
that's really his lifeblood.
Yeah, and Trump said last week the banking situation is what really hurts him, and that's something that we can easily verify.
And it is happening. And so I believe that that all is playing into what's going on here. So that's a good go ahead.
Yeah. The dissidents over North Korea, they're showing up now. And also, this guy is about... I just got a hot pepper, excuse me. This guy is about...
I love those.
Kim Jong-un is about self-preservation. He's all bark.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to forego his regime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to take him out, poison pill or what, but he's been very quiet the last couple weeks. No more bunker buster nuclear weapons or A-bombs, whatever he's setting off.
And that's right. He hasn't tested any missiles. And the rhetoric has definitely been toned down.
There was a test, though, on that was picked up by the Geological Survey, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake on one of the mountains where they had test before. It was picked up a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of the geologists with the U.S. government and academicians are worried that the mountain will collapse as a result, which would be cause sort of a humanitarian crisis over there, because what happens when the mountain collapses? All the radiation is released. So that, you know, keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
I have nightmares that the excess of evil are going to attack us simultaneously,
yeah,
all at once and wipe us out. That's my big nightmare.
Well, I got my money on God, and I'm hoping for an earthquake or something over there. Not that I want there to be mass casualties and a lot of people killed, but if we don't have some sort of coup to take this guy out, I'd rather it be that than a war.
Well, now that you mention God, I don't see any of the prophets in the Old Testament mentioning anything about a great nation like the USA. That kind of worries me.
Yeah, but they did say God had things in control, and this is a nation set up purposely by God. Hey, thanks, Jose, and thanks again for the plug. And I love those hot peppers at Cafe Positano, too. I always make them put them on my sandwiches and salad there. All right, so please stay on the line so you can go there on us next time, okay? All right, once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries, and Cafe Positano is the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. We're usually there every week. We didn't get up there this week, so I'm sort of jonesing for them after talking to Jose myself. I'm going to have to go down there and get a pizza on the way home. And, of course, they have great takeout there. They have a dining room. You know, the party season is upon us. They can do parties there. They have a entertainment on the weekends, and they do reservations, and you can do all that by calling Cafe Positano at 407-774-8080. That's 407-774-8080. We'll take a break and come back, and don't forget the Killer Bee, Brian Blair, is going to join us live from the Hive in the second half of this hour of the show. And then you got a lot of great radio to go right here with Larry Elder starting at 7. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. There might be some trick-or-treaters out this weekend. Be ready with candy. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being with us tonight. Just a couple of mentions of some of the stuff that came out in these FBI files of interest. There was a phoned-in tip or threat. I guess it was more of a tip to a British news agency about a half an hour before Kennedy was shot, saying that he was going to be shot or he was going to be killed. Just don't know that there's any credence. I mean, it evidently did happen, but was it a coincidence, you know? Or
lucky guess?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Another thing is that the Russians were afraid they were going to be blamed, of course. Khrushchev figured that it couldn't have been pulled off by Oswald, by one person, Oswald especially. By the way, the Russians thought Oswald was a moron. They basically kicked him out of Russia.
Yeah, and if you ever watch Bill O'Reilly's film Killing Kennedy,
yeah,
he went into very vivid detail about Oswald's trip to Russia, his time in Russia, and how the Russians viewed him. In other words, they ran him off.
Yeah, they thought he was had a few screws loose, and his wife too, by the way. Listen to this. One FBI memo dated November 23rd, 1963, recounted Oswald. So this was the day after the assassination. Recounted Oswald's visit to the Russian embassy in Mexico City, where he tried speaking Russian, but he spoke terrible, hardly recognizable Russian. Soviet officials asked him multiple times to switch to English, but he refused. So they sent him away. He couldn't talk to them. They were willing to talk to him in English, but he only wanted to talk to them in Russian, and so they ended up sending him away. There was other things from Russians, but mainly the Russians were afraid that they were going to be blamed for it. And also some of these documents reveal that, there were many Americans who were afraid the Russians were going to be blamed for it. And not that they had actually done it, but, even if they had done it, they were even more afraid that if that were to come out, what it would mean for the country. And of course, these charges were brought up after the Warren Commission, saying the Warren Commission was tainted because they were trying to cover things up for the Russians or the CIA or Johnson or whoever. So then once again, there's more now fodder for conspiracy theories because of this release of documents. Alfred is on the line. Let's take his phone call. Alfred, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Can we go in back to the dossier?
Yes.
We're going to need some sort of flow chart to clear up the mess because there's so many people involved.
Yeah.
And we don't know where to put them, so we need a flow chart to
well, I tell you,
designate everybody. Where's everybody going? Where's
right?
You know, set them up.
I've been trying to do that verbally on the show.
There's so many situations and people involved. Even Schultz with her. Remember, they took her computer and she wants it back.
Yes,
there's
with
something
AWOM
in there also.
Yeah, I do believe you're right.
That's why she was so adamant that she wants it back because of the DNC when they took the computer. There's something in there that they don't want to see. So we need a new flow chart.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'll work on that over the weekend. But, you know, both she and Hillary Clinton have denied any knowledge that their organizations paid for this document. So here is the DNC paying millions of dollars for it, the Hillary Clinton campaign paying millions of dollars for it, and these supposedly bright, talented women had no clue? Okay, I'm not going to say anything else. Alfred, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. All right, you're listening to The American Adversaries. When we come back, the Killer Bee, Brian Blair, will join us live from the Hive. But you can join us, too, just like Alfred and Jose and Rick have. 407-774-8255 is the number.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Not everyone in Catalonia is pleased with their regional government's vote to declare independence from Spain. Hundreds of people against independence marched Friday in downtown Barcelona. In response to the Catalan move, Spain's prime minister says his government is firing Catalonia's regional government, dissolving its parliament, and calling for a new regional election on December 21st. Their engine on the sailboat was crippled, their mast was damaged, and things went downhill from there. Two women and their two dogs, who were left adrift in the Pacific Ocean while sailing from Hawaii to Tahiti, were rescued after a 5.5-month ordeal. At one point, they say sharks started ramming their vessel. They thankfully had packed enough food. Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Houston, with the series tied at one game apiece, and the Dow up 33 to close at 23,434. NASDAQ up 144. The S&P up 21. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy. And they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin, or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy, sailing in February or March of 2018, and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailing. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage! Oh, yeah!
You may know me in wrestling as a star, Johnny D. Bad. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. That's right, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday. Pierce Outlaw in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Nick's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Well, we take a couple of minutes here to try to get Brian on the line. He was at another Legends Luncheon this afternoon over there in Tampa. So We'll get him wound up here in a second. Let me just remind you once again, great fun tomorrow at Boys Town in Oviedo. That's 975 Oklahoma Street, Oviedo, 975 Oklahoma Street. And it's from 10 to 1. It's their first annual British car show. Now, the kids and the supervisors of Boys Town there will be the judges of the car show. It's going to be really fun. And it's not too late to get a car in there if you want to go down there at like 8 or 9 in the morning. But this is free to families to come on out, and there'll be fun for the kids and stuff to eat and, you know, refreshments. And it's from 10 to 1 tomorrow. It'd be a great way to spend your beautiful autumn morning before another cold front rolls in tomorrow evening. The first annual British car show, Boys Town of Central Florida. And speaking of Boys Town of Central Florida, they're having their 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K run coming up on December the 9th. Okay, so circle that on your calendar. And if you want to find out more, you can Google Boys Town 5K. But it's going to be at the Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. And it'll start at 8 a.m. that morning. If you register early, it's $25, $35 if you register the day of. And once again, all those proceeds will go to benefit Boys Town. So the December 9th annual, 11th annual 5K run, Candy Cane 5K run, there is a registration fee. But for tomorrow's car show, it is free. So please help out the Boys Town by showing them some support tomorrow and December 9th. Okay, it is time now for the Killer Bee himself to come to us live from the Hive. So let's go to Brian Blair. How you doing tonight, Brian?
I am doing awesome, Chris. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm kind of out in the farm here.
That's okay. No, we hear you just fine, along with the farm animals. No, you're doing just fine with us. First of all, let's start with the revelation that the Clinton campaign and the DNC were at least one, a couple of the purchasers of this dossier on Trump. Surprised, and your thoughts. And your thoughts about their excuses that basically everybody does this.
Well, I'm very surprised. And I think most people are because, you know, the whole narrative was on Trump, the whole Russian deal. And it's almost, and it probably is, knowing that they were the corrupt ones in this case, it was the perfect thing to pin on Trump. I'm sure they knew that, Junior, was it Donald or Eric that met with the Russian attorney?
Donald Jr.
And Donald Jr. And maybe, I don't know if they knew that ahead of time, but somehow this was carefully orchestrated to pin this whole scam, which they did, to distract traffic. It seemed like the perfect cover-up to cover what they did. Does that make sense?
It does indeed. They were deflecting or projecting guilt onto Trump that they were of things that they were actually guilty of. And the meeting with the lawyer was to try to provide some sort of proof. Because if you remember, that meeting, you know, when it finally did come out, there were a lot of talking heads saying, finally, we have the proof that if they didn't collude, it certainly shows they were trying to collude. So it was, you know, once again, this group was doing everything that they could to compromise. I don't think they were just working to compromise Trump in the election. I think that they were trying to just compromise the election, period. I don't think that they didn't really want Hillary Clinton to be elected, but I thought she would be elected. I think they thought she would be elected, and but they were doing stuff to try to hurt her too. Only it was much more minor stuff compared to this dossier. But the problem for them is in the dossier, it reveals clearly that the two main sources were high level Russian officials. So by admitting that they paid for this, it means they admit that they ultimately colluded with the Russians. The Democrats did, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders pointed it out today in the press briefing. You know, this story is beginning to boomerang and turn right back in the face of the Democrats and the liberals who have concocted this cover up, and I think that's the most accurate way to put it, Brian, from the start.
Yeah, and when that ruling comes from the federal judge about the removing the seal from their banking records, that's when it's going to blow sky high.
Yeah, talking about Fusion GPS's banking records.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And, you know, as soon as they allowed the FBI agent to testify, things just seem to, like, rapidly start unfolding, and they're unfolding by the minute as we're speaking.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of layers to this onion, believe me.
Yeah, and it has been, in essence, court and legal decisions that are now propelling this forward, which is never good news for the people who have actually done things wrong. In the meantime, of course, the president, I'm sure, feels vindicated. But let me ask you again. They are saying that, you know, and to a certain extent, they're correct that you have all this opposition research going on out there. But most opposition research, if it's valuable, has to have an element of truth to it. The problem with the dossier is it's a pack of lies. And I know politics can get dirty, but is it that bad that just packs of lies are being spun everywhere against politicians?
Oh, absolutely. It's been going on for so long. Chris, I tried to expose this, and it's kind of like it's been said already, once you're a public figure, it's the statute to claim malice or, you know, character assassination,
yeah, well,
or
yep,
whatever you want to call it, is so high, the bar is set so high, that they get away with stuff that's just totally false. It's like, for example, one time my opponent said that I did $1 million project on my own personal lake. First off, I don't have a personal lake. The $1 million project, and I think I might have mentioned this before, was way down the road, and it was a stormwater project for the entire community.
Yeah.
So, you know, they make it up in local elections, and it just gets bigger because they have more money in state elections, and then obviously it gets even bigger on the national front.
Yeah, and you see this a lot in local elections when on the weekend of the election, you'll get these mailers in the mail, you know, telling you that one of the other opponents is, you know, a child molester or something. Turns out to be totally false, but, you know, the damage is done. I suppose the difference here is that not only was this dossier meant to be used to defeat a political opponent, namely Donald Trump, but it was then, when that wasn't accomplished, was used to surveil people in his campaign and surveil him after the campaign. It was used by James Comey as a pretext to, once he was fired, to have a special counsel. So they got a lot more mileage out of this than just opposition research.
I guess so. But now the question is, to me anyway, and please expound upon it, Mueller's the lead prosecution in the Trump Russia campaign. What goes on from here?
Well, we've been calling for him to be fired. I've been calling on the show for a while. I mean, brought my constitutional law book in here and made the case for it on the air. And today in the Wall Street Journal, Kimberly Strassel did the same thing. Pierce.
Yes, there was an extensive article today by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal, and it was written as the opinion of the entire opinion board or the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, asking for him to step down because of the Uranium One situation.
And the fact that he is complicit. He was part of the deal. He literally hand-delivered enriched uranium to the Russians to prove that they could actually deliver on the deal. And
exactly.
So, you know, he and then of course his protege Comey took over the FBI, and then we know what he did with Hillary and the email investigation and how that was either botched or that was a cover up. What she alleges in this art in this editorial is that Comey is covering up the cover up. Kind of what you just said, only in not having to do with the dossier, but in this case having to do with the Uranium One deal.
Yeah, and we mentioned this last Friday on the American Adversaries in Brian's segment right before the end of the show, how this situation with the special prosecutor is equal parts opposition research, prosecution, and a cover-up for the Uranium One situation. And lo and behold, the American Adversaries were out in front of the wave again.
Yeah, indeed.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, this is going to be big time. I mean, believe me, we're only seeing the surface of this because they are so exposed. Those writers that got paid to write all this stuff and put it in the New York Times and the Washington Post, all the places they've put all this fake news, I'm sure they're going to be subpoenaed, and we're going to find out more stuff than the American public has ever found out before. I think this is going to make Watergate look minute.
You know, Trump has said the same thing, in essence, this is the Watergate of this era. But this is much bigger than Watergate. Watergate was pretty much petty politics when you get right down to it.
Yeah, it was a misdemeanor burglary of some documents.
It had gone bad. Exactly. It was not selling out the United States defenses, the security of the United States by selling off uranium to one of our most, dangerous adversaries. And by the way, as I've said on the show, the deal was that they weren't supposed to take the uranium out of the country. They were only supposed to turn it around and sell it back to us at a higher price. Like, that's a good deal, right? But in fact, some of the uranium has gone missing. And of course, who are two of Russia's I don't know if ally is the right word, but certainly they come under the Russian umbrella, who've been playing around with this sort of stuff, right? North Korea, yeah. And Iran.
Yeah, who we just gave, what, $1.5 billion to?
Right, and think of what's happened since this.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. It's just when Pierce said that, and if you think back to it, all that money, that cash, and from all the different countries and gold, whatever, they put so much different currencies together to come up with that kind of money. That's a story. That's another story that we don't know the whole.
Yeah.
We don't know all the details of that.
Right, right. But it's interesting that during the time frame that the Russians have been in control of this uranium, North Korea has made amazing strides in their nuclear program, have they not? And they don't really have the capability to really refine the stuff, right? And if they don't have to, if it gets hand-delivered already refined, makes it a lot easier, Brian.
It spells treason to me.
It sure does.
And that's another thing. You know, if you think about the whole Uranium One scandal, if this would have occurred in the 1950s, there is absolutely no question that it would have been considered treason of the highest order. My question is, what's different between 2017 and the 1950s other than a public perception of a Cold War?
Well, no, I'd say there's something more there to it than that, as well as that. And that is if this had happened under George W. Bush's watch, it would have been treason then, too. The difference is it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and the liberal media loves them, and no matter what they do, it can't be wrong. Plus, the liberal media is stupid enough to believe that the United States shouldn't be a superpower in the world anyway. So, you know, what's the diff, right? Hey, I got to take a break, Brian, but stay with us. And when we come back, Bo is going to join us on the air as well. So we'll be back with more of the American Adversaries as we get you ready for the weekend. Don't forget, we'll get you out of the weekend to get you ready for the week. Join us here live at 5 on Sunday night for the 3-hour Sunday evening classic American Adversaries tour. We're coming right back, though.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks, as we wrap up the week and get you ready for the weekend. I hope you will enjoy it. Don't forget the Boys Town in Oviedo tomorrow for the first annual British Car Show. You're invited. It is free, and the weather should be nice in the morning, so get out there by 10 and enjoy that thing. All right, we got Brian Blair on the line. We also have Bo on the line. Let's take his phone call. Bo, how you doing tonight?
All right, Chris and all the gang there. I was just thinking here, Bo, on the porch, you know, the acronym liberals may think some of these acronyms like WWF stands for World War V. Then they think we ain't to WW3 yet, so I guess we're okay. Hey, is it Russia or North Korea that's mad at us? Just Bo thinking on the porch. Great show, guys.
All right, thanks, Bo. We appreciate you being out there. In fact, I think we're already in World War III, and it's this war against Islamic terrorism that's being carried out around the world, not only by us, but most civilized nations are at some point or other participating in this war.
And we're in a war for the soul of our nation, too.
Indeed we are.
You're right about that.
Yeah. But
that's the worst war.
Yeah, indeed, because it's the toughest.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of all the wars, to me, the most horrific war was the Civil War, where we fought each other, and that's what the liberals are trying to get us to do now. I mean, look at Antifa. This is going to be very breaking news soon, but I believe that they are going to make Antifa a terrorist organization.
The Justice Department is considering it. They should do it. By the way, they have threatened to start the revolt on November the 4th, a week from tomorrow. There are going to be protests and scheduled in New York, Washington, D.C., I think Chicago, Los Angeles, and a handful of other cities where there are, quote-unquote, mass protests scheduled to begin the process of starting that civil war that you're talking about there to take back the country, and they're making no bones about it. And if you go to some of their social media sites, you'll see where they in essence have declared war on white America. And
well, this is why I say liberals are lemmings. they follow each other right off the cliff, because the very essence of what they're fighting for, or what they think they're fighting for, protects them because of our Constitution. And they're trying to destroy what's giving them the opportunity to do the BS that they're doing. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is what you call cutting off your nose to spite your face.
And they'd be the first people taken out if what they want came to fruition.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, but that's where we are. We'll see how this goes. I mean, obviously, November 4th, that being the beginning, we'll see what happens. But they are calling for this to be a prolonged event until they get what they want. I kind of predict, though, that there's going to be a backlash against it, that it's going to be their death knell if they really think that they're going to bring about a civil war in the United States. That it's just not going to happen. They're picking on the wrong people if they want a civil war, because the people they're talking about fighting are the people who have all the doggone guns.
Nick caught that.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Yeah, go ahead.
It perturbs me so much, and I don't like to swear. I really don't, but it just is. It just behooves me that a group of people, millennials prominently, and illegal immigrants, and just people that don't have a purpose in their life, are banding together to try to destroy the nation that has at least given them the opportunity, whether they took it or not. It just is so crazy that they would want to cause this kind of strife in our own nation. I'm boggled by it.
You know, and they think they have this idealistic notion that socialism is better, and we should be more like Europe, you know, the Bernie Sanders routine. But you wouldn't see, you know, safe places in the Soviet Union or even in Russia or China. There is no such thing as a safe place. There aren't the freedoms and, you know, the liberties in those countries that we enjoy here. And what they want is they want more. You know, they want more of what they get from our system, but they go to a system that will only provide them less, only they don't know it.
You know what, Chris? I truly believe that we need to run a national campaign showing them in some kind of way what they're actually fighting for. I've been to Russia and seen the bread lines. You know, we've all seen what it looks like in China. I've been to, you know, even though India's a democracy, I've seen poverty where they got lean-tos for miles and miles in Bangalore and Madras. And I've been around the world and seen all the other systems, and there's nothing like America. I mean, I don't think everything's perfect, but I'm just grateful. I thank God every day that I live in this station. These people are fried if they believe socialism, globalism is the answer to their woes.
Yeah, you'll never advance a society by legislating equality of outcome, only by legislating equality of opportunity.
And that's what we do here in this nation. And once again, it's upside down in terms of the way the liberals look at things. But, you know, that's what we have to deal with now. But things are turning for the president in terms of the scandals now being revealed, not to be the Trump campaign, but the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Obama administration. So, at some point, things come around and the worm does seem to be turning, so to speak. Brian, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I agree. I say that Donald Trump's policies and the people that he's got around him, that he's put in place, not enough yet, obviously, but I think that along with the backbone of America, this is going to go away. And depending on what happens on November 4th, they're either going to come down really, really hard, or there's not going to be enough to make them come down so hard yet. But eventually, they're going to get spanked.
Yep. Talking about Antifa. All right. Thanks, Brian. And don't forget, folks, you can be a member of the Cauliflower Alley Club and help Brian help great wrestlers and people in the business who need it, a little bit of help in some points in their lives. All you have to do is go to CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. You can sign up there. It's $25 a year or $300 for a lifetime membership, and every penny of it goes to the cause. That's CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. And don't forget, the car show, the British car show, tomorrow in Oviedo at Boys Town. And have fun. Night, everybody.